Prince Rider's photostat copy of Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra is an important source for the study of both Bartók and Rider alike. The score bears corrections by the composer and performance markings by the conductor, and was unknown to Bartók scholars until I began to explore its place within the chain of sources for Concerto for Orchestra established by Clara Moritz. The conductor heretofore most closely associated with the Concerto for Orchestra is Serge Koussevitzky, who commissioned the work on the 3rd of May, 1943, and premiered it with the Boston Symphony Orchestra on December 1st, 1944. However, Fritz Reiner also played a significant role in its early performance history. In this paper, I provide a brief summary of Reiner's career and promotion of Bartók's music in the United States, followed by an introduction to Reiner's Concerto for Orchestra score. My presentation reflects early research into the circumstances surrounding Reiner's acquisition of the score and its role in performances and recordings, based on correspondence, scores, and other materials at the Bartók Archive and the Fritz Reiner Collection of Correspondence and Scores at Northwestern University in the United States. Reiner's affiliation with Bartók began long before the Concerto for Orchestra was written. Reiner was Bartók's piano student at the Liszt Academy of Music in Budapest from 1906 to 1908. Following his graduation from the Academy, Reiner served in opera conducting posts in Budapest, Laibach, now Ljubljana, and Dresden before accepting his first position in the United States as music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. In Cincinnati, he performed the world premiere of Bartók's Two Scenes from the Miraculous Mandarin, which was an early version of the concert music from the pantomime. Reiner also conducted the American premieres of several other Bartók works with the Cincinnati Symphony, including the First Suite in 1923, Dance Suite in 1925, and Piano Concerto No. 1 on February 13, 1928 at Carnegie Hall. Reiner's willingness to perform the Piano Concerto following Willem Engelberg's refusal to play the piece for Bartók's American debut with the New York Philharmonic was perhaps the most visible early example of Reiner's promotion of Bartók in the early years of his career in the United States. Bartók praised Reiner's interpretation of the Piano Concerto in their subsequent performances of the work in Cincinnati, writing later that year, quote, "None of the European performances were so precise or had as much assurance as the one in Cincinnati." Reiner's successful performance of Bartók's first Piano Concerto in 1928 also made a lasting impression on Bartók's colleague and friend, Józef Szigeti, who reminded Reiner of the event in a letter written 17 years later, following Bartók's passing. Quote, "You can imagine how broken up I am about poor Bartók's death, and I know what your feelings must be. You have the satisfaction of knowing that you have done well by him all along, even in 1928, when the New York Philharmonic let him down with regard to his Piano Concerto. And I must say that Bartók always recognized and appreciated the attitude you had toward his works." When Reiner became the musical director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, he continued to program Bartók's music. In addition to his two Pittsburgh performances of Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra in 1946, Reiner presented Bartók's works on 20 more concerts with the group between 1941 and 1948. Notable performances include Bartók's Piano Concerto No. 2 with the composer as soloist, as well as the world premiere of the revised version of the Second Suite on March 10, 1944. Reiner was supportive of the Bartóks during their time in the United States and promoted Bartók's music more than any conductor in the country. He assisted Bartók and his wife with immigration documents and arranged for and conducted their performance of the Concerto for Two Pianos in January of 1943 with the New York Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra in Bartók's last public concert. At his final post with the Symphony Orchestra in Chicago, Reiner continued to promote Bartók's music through live performances and recordings. His 1960 recording of Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta earned the Chicago Symphony Orchestra their first Grammy Award. It has been asserted in a number of secondary sources, including biographies of Reiner by Philip Hart and Kenneth Morgan, that Reiner urged Koussevitzky to commission the Concerto for Orchestra in conjunction with Józef Szigeti. The primary sources I've examined to date do not confirm this assertion. They reveal only Szigeti's involvement. It is possible that Reiner was involved in the commission and relayed information about it personally to Hart, who managed the Chicago Symphony Orchestra during Reiner's tenure there, but Hart does not report any discussion with Reiner regarding a role in the commission. The numerous endeavors Reiner made on Bartok's behalf, however, show that it would not have been out of character for Reiner to become involved in the plans for the commission in some way. Regardless of Reiner's potential involvement in the commission of Concerto for Orchestra, he was the next to conduct the work after Koussevitzky performed it during the Boston Symphony Orchestra's 1944 to 1945 concert season. Reiner presented the concerto in concerts with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on January 18th and 20th, 1946. He also made the first commercial recording of the work for Columbia with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on February 4th and 5th, 1946. Although his RCA Victor recording of the Concerto for Orchestra with Chicago Symphony Orchestra, recorded in 1955 and released in 1956, has received great acclaim, his earlier recording seems even more important in light of the discovery of the Reiner photostat. The Reiner photostat copy of Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra is held in the Fritz Reiner Collection of Scores, which is part of Northwestern University's Music Library in the Deering Library. Additional materials from Reiner's estate are also owned by the university. The correspondence, scores, furniture, and other contents of Fritz Reiner's study at Rambleside, his home near Westport, Connecticut, were given to Northwestern University in 1986, following Reiner's death in 1983. In 1969, plans were announced for a Fritz Reiner Memorial Room at Northwestern University's planned Fine and Performing Arts Center. But, according to Philip Hart, when the university moved its music library to the existing Deering Hall, Carlotta Reiner was concerned that Northwestern would not complete the memorial project in the manner in which she had expected. She attempted to distribute her husband's items to other institutions, including Columbia University, where the Fritz Reiner Center for Contemporary Music was established, and some of Fritz Reiner's correspondence indeed does reside today. The Deering Library at Northwestern, however, retained a substantial portion of the original holdings, and the Fritz Reiner collections of correspondence and scores are cataloged and available for researchers. Although most of the scores in the Reiner collection are published scores used by Reiner, the Concerto for Orchestra photostat is distinctive in that it is an unpublished copy of a copyist manuscript bearing corrections by Bartok himself. The score for Concerto for Orchestra was not published until 1946. In preparation for Koussevitzky's premiere in 1944, Bartok's publisher, Boosey & Hawkes, hired two professional copyists, Turner and Weislater, to prepare a copy of the score from Bartok's autograph. Two copies of the Turner and Weislater score were made. The first is the score from which Koussevitzky conducted the premiere, and the second is the score found in the Reiner Collection at Northwestern University. In the forthcoming Concerto for Orchestra volume of the Bartok Complete Critical Edition, edited by Clara Moritz, will contain data on the various handwritten additions to both the Koussevitzky and Reiner photostats of the copies made by Turner and Weislater, as well as to the two extant photostat copies of Bartok's autograph manuscript of the full score. I would like to make a few general observations here regarding the nature of these markings. The red pencil corrections made by Bartok in the Reiner copy are echoed in red pencil in another hand in the Koussevitzky copy. Nearly every one of the corrections Bartok made to the Reiner score may also be found in red pencil in the Koussevitzky copy, although some are also made in blue, gray, and green pencil, as well as black pen. The markings in black pen are found especially in the fifth movement. As Moritz's forward to the forthcoming edition will note, Bartok's corrections in the Reiner score are very similar to his green pencil corrections and at least part of one set of red pencil corrections in his own photostat of the autograph. The corrections to both copies have much in common with one set of Bartok's corrections to his personal copy of his autograph manuscript, which he later copied as the list titled Changes for the Concerto for Orchestra. While Koussevitzky's possession of Bartok's autograph score and the copyist score are explained by the terms of the commission The circumstances surrounding Reiner's acquisition of a copy of the Turner and Weiss later score have, until now, been unknown. The establishment of a chronology of Reiner's interaction with the score based on correspondence between Bartók and his publisher may help to clarify the issue. Hans Walter Heinzheimer of the New York office of Bartók's publisher Boosey & Hawkes wrote to Bartók in a letter dated July 21, 1944, quote, "Last week I spent a day with Dr. Reiner at his home in Westport, and I brought him a copy of the score of the Concerto for Orchestra. He seems to be very much interested in performing it in Pittsburgh and possibly in Cleveland also." The score Heinzheimer delivered to Reiner in July of 1944 must have been the same score that remains in Reiner's estate today, as the only other extant copies of the score at that time were Koussevitzky's, the autograph manuscript, and two copies of the autograph belonging to Bartók and his publisher. Turner's and Weisleder's copy of the score was completed well ahead of the meeting between Heinzheimer and Reiner, as is indicated in the extant correspondence between Bartók and Heinzheimer. Heinzheimer wrote to Bartók regarding a list of errata received by Boosey & Hawkes on February 1, 1944, quote, "This list has been given to Mr. Wallace, who made the parts of the concerto, and the copies of the score are being changed in accordance with this errata," end quote. Bartók sent additional corrections to the score with his own letter to Heinzheimer on February 1, 1944. Heinzheimer wrote to Bartók that the parts were completed by the copyist Wallace in mid-February, and that he would send Koussevitzky the copy of the fifth movement on February 16th, well before Heinzheimer's July visit to Reiner's residence in Connecticut. Koussevitzky had, in early 1944, planned to premiere the work in March 1944. During Heinzheimer's July visit, Reiner inquired about the date on which Koussevitzky planned to premiere the work, and by that time, Koussevitzky had pushed the performance back to October or November of 1944. Heinzheimer was eager to secure a commitment from Reiner for a performance date as well, as he mentioned in letters of August 14th and August 23rd. Reiner's practice of performing a piece immediately following its American premiere by Koussevitzky or a conductor of a more prominent American orchestra was not unprecedented. For example, Philip Hart points out that Koussevitzky and Toscanini often gave the first US performances of works by Prokofiev and Shostakovich. And when Koussevitzky learned that Reiner had a copy of Peter and the Wolf, a work that Koussevitzky was set to premiere, he was concerned that Reiner might perform the work before he did. In addition to establishing a chronology of events leading up to Reiner's acquisition of the score, the identification of the various hands found in the score has been informative. The source contains corrections in Bartók's own hand, as well as markings made by Reiner. Bartók's corrections appear on the photostat in red pencil. Reiner's markings appear in blue, gray, red, and red pencil, but the gray pencil markings are most numerous. I identified Reiner's markings by comparing them to the handwriting found in his other personal copies of scores and his correspondence. You can see the designations for English horn and bass clarinet here in the first piano concerto score and in his conducting score for Concerto for Orchestra. His copy of Bartók's Piano Concerto No. 1, first of all, contains instrument designations in an identical hand. Additionally, brackets and phrase markings above groups of bars appear in the same hand in the photostat as they do in the other Reiner scores. Metrical markings, such as vertical lines for each beat and a measure, likewise appear in Reiner's hand in the photostat and in the other Reiner scores. A complete accounting of the markings in the score made by Reiner and Bartók is a component of my continued dissertation work. At least one more person wrote on the Reiner score, and the discovery of this writer's identity was made by chance. The handwriting did not seem to belong to Bartók, Reiner, or Koussevitzky, but the title on the printer's copy of the autograph and the title on Reiner's photostat clearly were written by the same person. The inscription in question appears on the first page of Reiner's photostat score, copy corrected by the composer 10-10-44. The same writer may have also notated the placement of the alternate ending in red pencil on page 120 of the Reiner score. The notes regarding the alternative or new ending would have been made after October 10, 1944, as the alternative ending was written following the premiere of the work on December 1, 1944. The autograph manuscript of the alternate ending was stored with the printer's photostat copy of Reiner's autograph manuscript of the full score. Since the other figure most closely associated with the scores was Hintzheimer, as he represented Boosey and Hawkes in the United States, was in constant contact with Bartók throughout the preparation of the work, and delivered the photostat of the Turner and Weisleder's full score to Reiner, I compared the handwriting on the Reiner score to that found in two letters written from Hintzheimer to Bartók. Here's one of the letters. In so doing, I was able to isolate enough characteristic similarities to determine that the aforementioned additions were in fact inserted by Hintzheimer. The similarities in handwriting can be most easily made by comparing Hintzheimer's writing of the composer's name and two different versions of the letter C. Hintzheimer's handwriting appears on two other important early sources of the Concerto for Orchestra. The first is the printer's photostat copy of the autograph manuscript of the full score, which was used by Bartók's publisher, Boosey and Hawkes, to prepare the first published edition released in 1946. Hintzheimer wrote a title, Bartók Concerto for Orchestra, at the top of the page, and copyright 1944 by Hawkes & Son, London Limited, at the bottom of the page, showing Bartók's instrumentation list and the durations of the sections of each movement. Hintzheimer also added similar titles to the third, fourth, and fifth movements of Koussevitzky's photostat copy of the Turner and Weisleder full score of the work. This is the third movement at the very top of the page, fourth, and fifth. These labels were partially cut off, possibly when the score was trimmed for binding. The need to add the title of the work to each movement can be explained by the fact that Hintzheimer delivered the score to Koussevitzky in parts as each movement was completed. Here's a comparison. Hintzheimer's inscription on the first page of the Reiner score, copy corrected by the composer 10-10-44, is important for several reasons. It shows that the score had already been in Reiner's possession before Bartók corrected it, and ended up in Reiner's possession after the corrections were made. It also shows that Hintzheimer handled the score after Bartók corrected it. It is possible that Reiner and Bartók met in New York City in October of 1944, and that the corrections could have been made there. According to Béla Bartók Jr.'s account of his father's daily activities, Chronicle of My Father's Life, Bartók traveled from Saranac Lake to New York City on October 5, 1944. There is no entry in the Chronicle for October 10th or any date between October 5th and October 24th. Reiner's season with the Pittsburgh Symphony began on November 10th, 1944, so he may have had rehearsals in Pittsburgh in October. However, it is also conceivable that he traveled to New York. One other explanation might be that Reiner returned the score to Hintzheimer so that Bartók could correct it, although no correspondence supporting such a theory has been located to date. Further study of Reiner's writings and correspondence at Northwestern University promises to shed more light on the issue. Several additional items are attached to Reiner's photostat copy. A newspaper clipping of a concert review and a notice regarding a recording of the December 30th, 1944 radio broadcast of the concerto are pasted on the inside of the front cover. In addition, two short passages of the fifth movement have corrections pasted over, and a copy of Bartók's manuscript and the alternative ending is included following the fifth movement as two loose sheets of paper. The review of the premiere of Concerto for Orchestra, written by Rudolf Ely Jr., appeared in the music column of the December 2, 1944 edition of the Boston Herald. A portion of the review is underlined in red pencil. His orchestral concerto, given yesterday for the first time, is a work which must rank as the composer's masterpiece, which is to say, it must also rank among the musical masterpieces of recent years. The typewritten note at the bottom of the page notes that, quote, record of Bela Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra taken off the air when broadcast by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, December 30th, 1944, is available for inspection from the publisher of Boosey & Hawkes. Two sections are pasted over in the fifth movement. In the trumpet part, in measures 234 through 245 on pages 91 and 92, and in the flute, in measures 418 to 425 in piccolo, from measures 418 to 429 on pages 104 through 105. These editions are copies of Bartok's handwritten corrections for these sections found as attachments to the printer's copy of the autographed manuscript. The copy of Bartok's manuscript for the alternative ending of Concerto for Orchestra, which replaces measures 602 to 606 of the original ending with a 24-measure ending, contains material identical to that in a loose-page copy included following the Koussevitzky photostat. It was copied from Bartok's manuscript of the new ending included with the printer's photostat copy of Bartok's autographed manuscript in the full score. Reiner's possession of this copy is also explained in the correspondence. Heinzheimer wrote to Reiner on April 17, 1945, that he would send, quote, the new ending only two pages within a few days. It is an alternative ending, and Bartok leaves it to the individual conductor to decide whether to use this or the original one, end quote. Both of Reiner's recordings of the Concerto for Orchestra include the new ending, and his conducting score bears no markings in his hand in the music of the original ending, so it was likely never performed by Reiner. In addition to his markings regarding performance of the Concerto for Orchestra, Reiner made some additional notes in the score, either in preparation for or during the recording process. As mentioned previously, Reiner first recorded the work with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on February 4th and 5th, 1946, and later with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on October 22nd, 1955. Kenneth Morgan reported that prior to recording a piece of music with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Reiner and the producer discussed breaks, timing, and the side of the disc on which each section of music would be recorded. Depending on the diameter of the discs, 10 or 12 inches, each side could hold only 3, 4, or 5 minutes. So it was important for recording artists to determine these details ahead of time. Reiner appears to have marked the Concerto for Orchestra score in preparation for the Pittsburgh recording session. Roman numerals, sometimes accompanied by the word side, appear in several places in the score. It appears that Reiner's 1946 recording of the concerto was recorded on 12-inch 78 RPM discs. The 12-inch discs could store 4 to 5 minutes of music per side, and Reiner's notes in the score indicate that the recording would be completed in 12 sections. Although Reiner wrote the Roman numerals 9, 10, 11, 12 on the first page of the finale, he restarted the numbering of the signs in the music at 1. It is possible that Reiner started the numbering at 1 again on the second day of recording, which would mean that the movements 1 through 4 were recorded on February 4th, and movement 5 was recorded on February 5th. Of course, Reiner could have started the numbering at 1 in the finale for a number of other reasons. For example, he could have made the calculations starting at 1 for the sake of convenience when first determining the number and placement of stopping points in the fifth movement. After deciding to record the movement in 4 sections, he could have added this to the running total of sides from the previous movements and marked 9, 10, 11, 12 on the first page of the finale. One further annotation of significance for recording appears in the fifth movement, where it seems that Reiner proposed, if not performed, a cut. The section between measures 148 and 188 is bracketed by B-Dev, and while the cut was not made in either of Reiner's recordings, it does correspond to a change to side 2 and measure 148. It is important to note the durations of the recordings and how these relate to Reiner's notes in his score. On the first page of the Reiner score, 38M appears in blue pencil, which is consistent with the timing provided by Bartok in the first layers of his notes on the approximate duration of the piece. Bartok later changed the approximate duration in his corrections to his copy of the autographed manuscript to 37 minutes, but this timing did not account for the longer alternative ending recorded by Reiner. As part of my dissertation research, I will complete a detailed comparison of both Reiner's recordings of concerto for orchestra. However, I would like to mention one preliminary finding regarding Reiner's recordings here. In an appendix to his biography of Reiner, Kenneth Morgan supplies a comparison of the timings of Reiner recordings in instances in which Reiner recorded the same piece more than once. The general trend Morgan observed was that Reiner's later recordings tended to be slower than the earlier recordings of the same pieces. According to Morgan's calculations, Reiner's recordings of Concerto for Orchestra were not an exception. He timed Reiner's Pittsburgh Symphony recording at 36 minutes and 10 seconds, and the Chicago Symphony recording at 37 minutes, 15 seconds. However, my review of the timings is not consistent with Morgan's. While the differences are not great, it seems that the 1955 Chicago recording actually is slightly shorter than the 1946 Pittsburgh recording, and further, that both recordings are slightly shorter than the 38M written on the first page of Reiner's score. The overall durations of the recordings are close to Bartok's approximate duration of the main sections listed in the printer's copy of the autograph score, with only two significant exceptions. Bartok's estimate for the timing of the second movement was 6 minutes and 17 seconds, while in both of Reiner's recordings it lasted over 30 seconds longer, at 7 minutes 52 seconds. In this case, it seems Bartok made an error in his calculations. The other instance in which Reiner's recording time differed significantly from the estimate provided by Bartok is found in the fourth movement of Reiner's 1946 recording with the Pittsburgh Symphony. The tempo is slower and freer than indicated in the score, and slower than in Reiner's own Chicago recording made nearly 10 years later. Reiner's tempos in both of his recordings of the movement, moreover, are slower than that of Koussevitzky's recorded performance of December 1944. So I'd like to play first an example from the fourth movement of the Koussevitzky recording. This is Reiner with the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1946. The discovery of the new source for the Concerto for Orchestra not only has had an impact on the preparation of the Béla Bartók Complete Critical Edition, but also underscores the importance of the study of Reiner's involvement in the early performance history of the piece. Bartók's corrections in the Reiner score correspond to his corrections in his own copy of the manuscript, as well as the corrections copied by an unidentified hand in de Koussevitzky's score, which was used for the premiere. Reiner's access to Bartók's corrections, although the corrections were not complete, is unique among conductors who programmed the concerto for orchestra following Koussevitzky's premiere. Further study of Reiner's conducting markings will provide a deeper understanding of his performances of the work, and further comparison of his 1946 and 1955 recordings of the work, coupled with my study of his notes on the piece and of his markings in his copy of the miniature score of the concerto for orchestra, promise to shed light on his interpretations of the piece, which remain influential for performers today.